How long were you a statist, or you did you believe in this thing we call government or slavery, essentially? And how did you get out of that?
I tell you, I call the awakening process have veils. A first veil, have another veil, and another veil, you know? The first veil is the agendas of the deep states and all these manipulations and traffic children, all this evil stuff is going on. But the real thing, what is behind the other veils, this take me more time to wake up. You know what I mean? I wake up exactly when I finish my military time in the army. It was maybe 12 years ago, something like that. And after I was investigated, David Icke, Mark Passio, Michael Tizarion, all this Jordan Maxwell, and I continue my life, but I not put so attention in that. I have certain knowledge about this and conscience about that, but I still know, really understood what is going on. What really is going on, what really the truth, you know what I mean? But after the 2020, I understand. I revisited Mark Passio podcast, revisited it again after a couple of years. I was before 5 years, I stopped to watch, and after it's like return me the circle, what something you know, connected together. That this really awakening. I understand this is the real part of the awakening, that I really awaked. That I understand before that I was not awake. I think I was awake. I start to understand, realize the problem from an intellectual perspectives, and not go deeper enough, or not go, not see the full pictures. I have a lot of gaps. And I still defend in some point the agenda, you know, is so strong here that they indoctrinate you from the young age, that this is the holy thing in the world, you know. That when I meet my wife, example, she understand that this is ideology, satanic ideologies, that they killing innocent children and do harmful stuff. But I not believe her, and I was ignorant about this information. But after I watched some video again, and something wake up in me, and I start to again revisit the information. And this take long time, but really I get into the action. It was really before, after 2020, I get in, really start to create content that I understand need to influence people. That need to do something here. I really start to awakening spiritually also. I was before stuck in kind of new age bullshit of spirituality, you know?
Right.
I investigate works of David Lipton, Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden of epigenetics, okay? Epigenetics. And I start, this put me kind of in the circle of the new age, that I just need to feel that and just imagine this, everything will be okay with me, and this just will accrue magically. But I understand this does not work like this, and that need to go into action, real action. That this really occur the physical change in the world. And I really understand that now, after this experience I have, this is completely, this is absolutely right. That everything is goes like, you know, this is the path. You know, this is the path to go. You don't need to ask anyone else. This is right or wrong. You know, this is right way. You know, this is what the right thing to do. And no one need to tell you that. You need to know this inside you. Something need to born inside you to go and continue. So also the shadow work I do, also I work in my willpower. This part of magic also to work on your willpower. It's like a muscle. You go to the gym and you just work and work and work on this willpower. And just work stronger and stronger.